Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Devek, how much glue do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Devek comes from the Lashon of Dveikus. Did you ever hear the expression of Dveikus the Ganigan? It makes you connect with Hashem. The pasuk that says, V'atem hadveikem Hashem alekechem chayim kolchem ayayim. We connect to Hashem through performing Torah and mitzvahs. So the word Dveikus means to connect. In this context, Devek is used to define paste or glue. So Devek, how much glue do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? And for the Mishnah, kedei liten, enough to place b'roish hashav sheves, at the end of the birdcatcher's piece of wood. They would take a piece of wood, put it next to the birdhouse or other places they knew the bird would come by, and this innocent bird would see a nice piece of wood to fly on and rest, and as soon as he landed, he was stuck like flypaper. His feet were stuck because of the glue. And that's how they would catch the bird. So whatever amount of glue it takes to catch the bird, that's the amount that it would take to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Zephes v'gophers. Zephes is tar, gophers is actually sulfur. Do you remember where you may have had the word gophers in Chumash? How's about in Parshas Vayera, where it describes what destroyed Sidon? So gophers is actually sulfur. It could be very dangerous. But at one point in the process, it's like a mushy thing, and it can be used for different things in a similar way that tar is used. What was it used for? Well, let me try to give you an example, okay? Although this is not what the Mishnah is referring to. Do you remember the old kind of thermometers? It used to be they had thermometers in like a glass vial, little tube. Inside was the mercury. And the mercury was very sensitive to heat, and it was sealed. And if you put the mercury into your mouth, chas v'shalom, you can't put mercury into your mouth, but if you put the glass that had the mercury in it into your mouth, it would heat up, depending on how hot you were on the inside, and that would show how much fever you had. Well, in a similar way, they didn't have thermometers, but they did have little vials where they kept this mercury inside. And this mercury is very slippery. If it slipped out of those thermometers, it was almost impossible to pick up. So they needed something that would work perfectly. On the one hand, they had to seal the top to make sure it doesn't come out. And then you had to have a tiny hole to get it out a little bit at a time, but so tiny that it wouldn't slip out. So what they would do is they would seal the top of the tube with this mushy tar or sulfur. So you had to have enough tar to be able to seal the top of the tube that had the mercury inside, and then to be able to make a little hole in it, to be able to get it out. That's the shear. Zephes v'gophres, the shear of tar or gophres, or sulfur, can they last size enough to be able to put on top of the vial, and then can they last size nekev to be able to make a hole, some have the gears and nekev cotton, a small hole, but that's the amount, that's the minimum amount that people use gophers or zephyrs for, and therefore if you carry that amount, you would be chayiv on Shabbos. Zakta Mishnah Shaiva, what about wax? How much wax do you have to carry to be chayiv? The answer is kedei liten al pi nekev katan, enough to put on the opening of a small hole. The Gemara says it means a small hole of a wine barrel. See, wine will flow even out of a small hole. But if you have honey in a barrel, honey is much more thicker, so it would take a bigger hole to be able to have the honey flow out of it. Even oil would take a bigger hole, but wine, even a tiny hole, you have to fix. So it's that tiny hole over here that we use wax for. Vayikra Zakta Mishnah Charsis, crushed brick. How much crushed brick do you have to carry to be chayiv? And the answer is kedei lasa, it's enough to make pi kor shel tsarfei zav. Let's explain what this is. Tsarfei zav refer to goldsmiths. Zav is gold, tsarfei means those that put together gold. To be mitzarif something means to be connect. When you're going to become bar mitzvah, they'll be able to be mitzarif you to a minion. So tzarfei zav means he puts together gold. So let's say I'm given gold and I'm told I'd like to have a gold menorah. How do I do this? It's gold. How do I turn it into a menorah? How do I turn it into a spoon? How do I turn it into a bottle? How do I turn it into a gold watch? So what the goldsmith's hand was, a little oven called a kor. You'd put the gold inside, and they would light a charcoal fire. But you have to control the fire, control the heat at exact amounts in order to make sure that I don't ruin the gold. If it melts, it turns into one blob. And if it doesn't get hot enough, I can't shape it. I have to melt it just to the point where I can begin to shape it into the form of whatever I want to make. So what they did was they had a charcoal fire, and they had a little oven. You couldn't just throw this into a matzah oven, obviously. And they connected something to the oven that looks like, I'm just giving you a mushroom, you should understand it a little bit. It looked like the vacuum cleaner hose that went into the vacuum cleaner. And then they would pump, that was called bellows, they would pump from the other side of the hose, and that would blow air into the little fire, making the fire bigger or smaller to make sure everything comes out just right. Now that vacuum cleaner hose, when it's connected to the vacuum cleaner, obviously it has to be very well insulated, because if the air blows out, you're not going to have the full force coming through the hose. Well, in a similar way here too, you have to insulate the opening where the pipe goes into the oven. You have to make sure to put something over there to make sure that there's no air that gets lost. So what did they use? They used crushed brick called charsis. And because that would be the minimum amount that was used in any kind of a common way, that's the shear, to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. So charsis, crushed brick, kedei lasos, enough to make pi kor, to fill up the opening of the core of this little oven, shel tzarfei zahav, of the goldsmiths. Rabbi Huda says, there's a difference here. How much crushed brick, kedei lasos, pitput. The Batanura explains pitput as follows. Where did they keep this oven? The goldsmith couldn't hold it on his hand. It had to be positioned perfectly. So they had a little tripod. You know what a tripod is? Again, I'm going to use just a mushel. Rabbi Chassani, see the photographer. Sometimes put their camera on something that has like three legs to it. So this was different. It probably was smaller and lower. But kedei lasos pitput means enough crushed brick to make the legs, one of the legs of this tripod. Zok to Mishnah Vayter, Subin. How much Subin do you have to carry to be chayav? You remember what Subin is? We had it before. Remember where? I'll give you a hint. It was in the previous Perek, Perek Zion. Which Mishnah? Can you find it? In which Mishnah we had Subin? Well, it was in Mishnah Dalet. And over there, we explained that a Subin is a kind of shell on the wheat that falls off when you bang the wheat. It's a kind of a bran, a coarse kind of a bran. How much of this do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? And the answer is, kedei liten al pi kor shel tzarfei zav. Once again, we're using the same shear that we used describing how much crushed brick you have to carry. Enough to put on the opening of the kor of the tzarfei zav? So what's this? Well, the Batanura gives two pshat. Previously, we discussed where the goldsmith has bellows, and that's a fire that's lit with charcoal, and you pump those bellows like a pump to make the fire bigger or smaller. In some places, they didn't have charcoal. So what would the gold refiners use? What would the goldsmiths use? They would use bran as fuel. So enough bran to be used as fuel. Or some say that this bran was also used as a kind of insulation around the opening to make sure that it retains the heat. Vayter zok to Mishnah Sid, lime. We imagine a lime pit that's used in building. But again, we're looking for the smallest amount that is commonly used. To say that if someone carries this on Shabbos, it's chashuv enough to be considered carrying something you would be chayiv on. So Sid says the Mishnah Kedelos, that enough to smear kitana shebebonais on the smallest limb of their daughters. Why would they smear lime on a human being? And the answer is because it would smooth out the skin, or it would remove some of the hairs. But if a person would toivel themselves in a lime pit, that would be very dangerous. So they have to do it very little at a time, one limb at a time. So the amount that it would take to smear the smallest limb. Rabbi Huda has a different shear. Rabbi Huda Mekadei Lasseis Kilkel. Kilkel means they would smear a little bit of lime on the temples, and that would keep the hair in place. You know, there's something called dippity-doo, it like keeps the hair in place. Well, they used to use lime. Reb Nechemia says, k'dei lasos andifi, says the Batanura, this is like a little bit lower than the temples. They would use it also over there to remove some of the fuzzy hair. So they knew exactly how much they had to use for each part of the face, and that's the shear to be chaya for carrying lime. The Batanura tells us that the halacha is like the Tanakama. Okay, so let's see if you remember the shiurim in the Mishnah. How much glue do you have to carry? Well, if you said enough to trap the bird, to keep the bird on the board, you're right. How much tar or sulfur to be able to make the small hole on that little tube where we have to seal the tube with the mercury inside? How much crushed brick? You're right again. In order to be able to close the opening where the pipe of the bellows that pumps the fire goes into the little oven of the goldsmiths. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said in order to make a leg for the tripod. How much coarse bran? How much subin? So we also said some hold enough for the fire underneath the special oven of the goldsmiths where they didn't have charcoal. Some say to fill the opening. The opening of this oven was closed with bran while the gold was like melting down, and that was done to insulate it to retain the heat. And finally, how much lime do you have to carry? The Tanakhama and the Halacha is like the Tanakhama is to smear the smallest limb. Rabbi Yehuda says to smear a little bit on the temples. Rabbi Nechemya says the part of the face that's a little bit below the temples.